tell the talk that was given to all members to in the city hall. I don't know if members did bring their copies or if they went through the copy. I mean the report. But our meeting today is to look at the report and look at the recommendations and adopt the report, because tomorrow, as we know, that tomorrow is the Minister of Finance will be giving us his report in the House tomorrow. I'm sure our committees, one of the committees that are delayed, but I'm sure because the department is already running, maybe they got some information from our department. But I'm sure we need to look at the recommendations and see if we agree with the recommendations and the observations of the report. And then adopt the report. Can I give over to members? We are doing on 30 minutes.
I agree.
Can I suggest that we look at the report page by page? In fact, they will begin by making corrections if there are any corrections, and then we look at the page by page. And then discuss the report. Are there any corrections?
Primary.
So it's our primary.
of the action. I think it's probably including the performance of the intuition.
Performance of the word.
I think performance should cover everything, since everything. You haven't missed the reference to the summary of the committee, then we have to remove the committee.
Yes.
Yeah. Because we have to do that in about this.
This is a very
So what I'm saying is, why are we not including it here? It's one of the strategic priorities of the department. It is, as far as I know.
In which case these strategic priorities as put here are the priorities that the department is saying they are currently engaged on as priorities, but not as suggesting that the campaign to educate people about saving electricity is not a priority. It doesn't suggest that. But maybe if we want to, as a committee, ensure that this thing continues to get recognized in this report, we can edit in our recommendation to say we believe that the campaign around educating people on saving electricity should be taken seriously within this budget.
I
think there's some consensus that we can have an addition somewhere, but I think it would be no harm done in just adding to the specific topic on utilization of energy resources, and then just addition developing education and energy efficiency programs. Because it's about education, and I think my colleague has also emphasized that it's very important that we can have it here, or we can have it as a recommendation. We have to get the extra addition.
Sure, I think he's right, but I think the way forward is as suggested by colleagues here. These priorities are the priorities which are produced by the department. We want to expand on this one, Honorable Doctor suggested. So we will do that in our recommendation that this particular motion is in the words that Honorable Ross suggested seems to make sense to me. I think that's the way it goes.
What I'm going to write is in this page, but it continues to come throughout the page. So I'm correcting it here, I'm correcting it into the rest of the page. I think we are dealing with a mid-year report, a continuing budget process, which will end on the 31st of March. Now, what we need to do is to write a going report. A report that is more present into the future
present
than a report of the past.
Present continuous.
Present continuous. Now, if you read the last administration, program one, it will say here the purpose of administration program was to enable the department to deliver. And I'm saying it must be here. And then the same kinds of thing, not only in the water, and with other, I don't know what to say, in other ways,
yeah.
Also there is that implication of the past and the present to the future. Yeah. So that this correction is going to be seen as we go along with the report and must be corrected accordingly, so that I don't read it each time we come across it.
Page 4. The last bullet point. It says promote corporate governance. It should be good corporate governance.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
not
the problem. Okay. Page 5.
Bullet 3, analysis, program 1 administration, because of the split from the minerals, I think you mean the minerals, the energy department.
The last paragraph,
program 1 administration.
You said because of the split from minerals?
Yeah, I mean to say the minerals department. Rather than minerals.
in this agreement should be written in its proper place.
And
you can't start a sentence with a because. I'm glad you come from the same school that I attended. I would say that. The school I attended didn't have playtime. It was a nice school. My teachers would call me mad if you started a sentence with me.
Okay.
So what do you think?
What do you think?
No, it's fine. You can go.
Yes,
you can let it go. It's
fine. Please, for me, Judaism.
Let me know if you have to
say.
Or we can say Judaism, please.
That's fine. I won't go to war over it. That's fine. It's absolutely right. It's everything is absolutely right.
All
right. But
it's nothing.
No. It's just a way of...
It's not that you were not
taught
that. Okay.
It's a linguistic expression.
I'm gonna go slow,
Can you see this one?
On page 5. Okay, this last paragraph, which says from the desired total figure of 925, the department has 73.
These are
the
polls
that are
73. There are a lot of those kinds of corrections.
Yeah.
I thought I covered it.
Yeah.
The sensible underlying in the world is what they
That's a lot of money. I think education is working.
Actually, it's not
about education. The meaning the report was written in the past. Yeah. We are saying it should be continued future.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to change all the heads into have.
Yeah.
Like very wise, or program 2. The PPAA concertize. Why do we say concertize?
Concertize.
I thought maybe it's a concert, like to make it sound like a concert. Everybody, but the question ties. But I love the word concertize.
Page 7. Not a slow one on page 7.
So, I have corrected, I said, after close to 80%, and I say what must be removed and it must be which was allocated to this program.
Which is allocated.
Which is.
Yeah, consistent with the criteria suggestion, which is.
Yeah, we. Well, the that allocation happens as well.
No,
it's
not. All right, which is.
Yeah, present continuous. No,
agree. 10.
Which is allocated to this program is transferred to entities such as Nexa, EBI, and
FLA. Why don't we write it better in this and say, okay. Say and agree with the rationale, the greater percentage of the government balance, so da-da-da, was allocated
the money.
Mike?
Oh, we need you, Michael, behind.
All right. Yes, the greater percentage of the department budget and close to da 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 was allocated to this program for transfer to. Program for transfer to entities such as.
What allocated to?
Yeah, just a second. This program for transfer, so the transfer becomes present tense instead of past, and then to entities such as now together which was allocated to it. The sentence will read the greater percentage of the department's budget, open quote, close to 80%, close quote, was allocated to this program for transfer to.
Yeah, the black got the money.
Ah, we come over
second paragraph. The goods and services expenditure of the department is more than 19% of the above the 50% normal expectation.
Off there you go. Off there you go.
Of the
it should be 19% above the 50% normal. So we take out off there.
And again, under administration 4.1.1, the overall budget of the branch is currently sitting at 58%, which is well above the 60% expectation. But we're not adding the S, we're adding the IS. The other one is a donkey.
Also on that, continuing that above the 50% expectation as a half of the year. As a half of the
year.
A qualification as a half of the year.
The overall budget of the project is currently sitting at 58%, which is well above the 50% expectation as half of the year. In other words, what it says is that by the half of the year you were supposed to expect 50%, but you were well above by 8%. Well, the English students can help us there. But one way to say well above the 50%
expectation and a half of the year.
Yeah, I don't know if this is a half year budget.
Is that sentence correct?
Here,
yeah. It refers to the period.
That's fine. I indicated it.
Can I ask that?
Get off the air.
The bottom of the page.
Page 8.
Yeah. At the bottom of the page it says,
urgent services is at a staggering 58%. Why is it a staggering?
Well, because
the norm of
what do you mean it should be? Well, because the media, during the media, it should
reach
50%
savings.
So, in other words, they're 70%
of
the
savings
about the only halfway
through
the year.
It's a good question. Why is it staggering?
I'm just asking why.
Yeah. Just leave the staggering out, because staggering for me means, you know, slow.
No, it's not being
slow.
But what is staggering again? It can even mean the other, it can mean the reverse. It is staggering 10%. I think the staggering
Let's
not stagger, please.
You have to be creative about it, but don't
use it. You know, it's not about it.
Let us de-stagger the thing.
My concern was actually what the Honorable Dexter was saying. I was wondering whether it was a good thing or a bad thing.
That's my question.
Because if the expenditure was because they were doing work well ahead of their time, then it's a good thing. If it was bad, then I can't see it being bad. So I think the staggering gives the impression that it is wrong. See, this is the point he's making, and I agree with
it. No, but it can even mean that it's very good when it's very wrong.
This is the point. That's what we need to understand, whether the spend was good or bad. And since we are not sure, maybe we can take out the staggering and just leave it there. In other words, don't qualify it with an adjective.
Let's not stagger on this.
I agree with you on that.
I think we could say that. We could just say that it seems high, which seems higher than, you know, what one can expect.
Yeah.
You know, we can note it, but I'm staggering suggests that there's something out of the ordinary.
It sounds wrong, you see, to use staggering. So I would suggest that we take out the staggering and leave it there, but we log it in our heads as to whether it's wrong or right. Then we can challenge it.
The last time I checked, whiskeys were only labels were only good for whiskey bottles.
On the same sentence, between the word whiskey and wine,
whether we should have the word tea, which is above, no?
Yeah, which is way above the 15% benchmark. That's what that's said.
Yeah,
probably.
Take that.
Associated services, transfers and subsidies.
Uh-huh.
Second paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
The integrated national electrification program transfers to ESCOM side of the project
over the last few years.
Over the last year.
The department has spent
approximately
9 centimeters.
Yeah,
yeah.
If
you say it's way dead,
yeah. What happens
is that few
years ago,
some
time.
Yeah.
And then in the last sentence, okay, I'm not saying that it says there's a certain
law. What is the correction of that?
Your point about grammar, the first one, it says, had always been.
Yeah.
I was saying, should we just change it around and say, over the last 2 years, the department has spent approximately 98% of the budget, and therefore we're gone.
So we don't tell ourselves
to that. And then I have a substantive question here about the last paragraph. You see, there it says that the surplus amounted to 348.6 million. We're not saying anything about recommendations about the surplus. Yes, we're also
coming
we
to the recommendation.
Okay, now I can raise the question.
Yes. On page 10.
The American Corruption Chair that the itinerary of Saudi is now repeating, number 7. It was the department that a qualified body.
It was. It was there to meet with the committee on public accounts.
Yes, to meet. So they're still going to meet the public accounts committee.
Or we can remove the because of.
We must also remove the last sentence that says that meeting is yet to take place because already that sentence or that paragraph explains itself.
Yes.
Right, but it was crazy. I'm grumbling for me.
Second sentence.
Just after the full stop. You know, Ramadan, Ramadan.
Is that all on page
11? No, on item 8. On item 8, on item 9, on item
8. But nevertheless, through correction,
can we now discuss the substance of the report? We were just dealing with corrections, and now we have to make a good report. Now on page 4, the priorities of the department. I'm not limiting members into discussing any point of the one, but I'm just trying to make a from.
Well, Jefferson, I can say the item 1.2.1, where Philip Bessa, or out of Bessa.
Then you can call me Philip.
Made a recommendation as this thing. And I was saying this is an opportunity for you to come back to that particular man. And that was in regards to the optimum utilization of energy resources. That you could now be talking about it to say, this has been recommended to the
my confusion was just the following. Do I raise it now, or do I raise it when it comes to the section recommendation? That's my confusion.
I thought we agreed that point would come on the observation. On the recommendation.
That was my confusion. I had the other one.
Thank you.
department assurances that they are now busy filling those vacancies. I think this committee needs to underline or underscore the point that these vacancies should be filled as quickly as possible. And you will see why, Chair, because when we get to the on page 7 and we look at the under expenditure of certain of those programs, it is probably because there was not enough manpower to do the work. So I think we, at this point I would like to make the point that when we take the department assurances that these 73 vacancies are in process, we need to encourage them to do that as quickly as possible.
On the same point that Sandra Sao is raising, I think also to safety, they were saying when they report to us that of the 73 vacancies, they are already advertised 55 positions on the 73. The ad was already out.
Okay. I'd like to propose a processing of this matter. Once I can hear that the other members are in the matter, but it's not being taken into, you know, filling it up. I was just thinking that as Fernando was already raising, then let's put this point in the recommendation. Therefore, we go straight to our recommendations and then we put there. So that we also align itself rather than, because my view is that in every discuss this document, we cannot just discuss this document by just filling it up too much. Because every discussion, in terms of program one, there's this recommendation. Let's go back to the recommendation, let's test this view. So that we don't find ourselves engaging, but this thing is not being recommended. Yeah.
You know, I was trying to speed up the process also, so that whatever we think is left behind, we take it to recommendation. That's why I was trying to look at the report from page to page, so that we don't miss out on anything. But that recommendation is also correct. Can we then go to no, we don't start with the recommendations, but we start with observations and then we go to the recommendations.
I was telling you that what he says I'm already doing, in the sense that that's an issue that part I noted.
Okay.
That's like, so that later on we can then.
Yes, they reported
to us that
they already
advertised.
Can we then go through observations? Are we happy with the observation? No, the department also reported to us about the unfunded activities. What are we saying about those unfunded activities? Yeah. We have take that to recommendation.
Now this thing, there's something on, I can't find it now, on surplus. Is there something called surplus in the public? Is either you are overfunded or, underspending or overspending. There's not such thing as a surplus.
Introduction of, for example, solar water heating and other renewable sources that should be funded, but you need human capital to be able to execute that task, and in which, in this instance, as this report says, it's a serious challenge that, for example, that the recommendation must strongly emphasize and say that for clean energy in particular, they should be funding so as to ensure that government commitment to energy efficiency, government commitment to bring on board of renewable energy is just realized. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairperson, another observation that we had was during the time of the presentation, the CEF, the staff not being honest so that the department should really take this to consideration so that the money that the government or the department gives to the CEF should be seen that it's really implemented. Although it's not appearing yet. But the presentation that the CEO gave us was not very good.
That's the recommendation. Maybe in relation to what Baron Latvella is saying, maybe we should put a sort of a special recommendation to say all SOEs need a special attention. Because it's not about CEF only, but all SOEs under the Department of Energy need a special attention. Therefore, we're going to the department to establish a designated unit that will, you know, seek to, you know, focus in monitoring the functionality of these SOEs so that they can be able to account properly. Because if you can just check all these other SOEs under the CF, where we've got any, you know, physical report to say these are really existing or what, whatever money that is presented to them, can they be able to account on them? So I think we must put a recommendation to say there must be a the department must establish a designated unit that will seek to look at the attention and monitoring of these SOEs.
I was going to suggest that we say that some or
you
most.
You lift your hand and then I
oh. I've put my hand there.
Okay,
you can put it. Now it's sorry. I said that we should say most rather than put a blanket because, you know, there are others that are doing very well. EEI holding, they respond to our calls and all their papers are in very good order, so it will demoralize them if we generalize.
A couple of points and observation. I mean, building on the SOE, I mean, there is a committee looking at the role of SOE, but I mean, one of the things that I was struck with by Petra SA last week was that it seems to be engaging in activities and funding huge amounts of, using huge amounts of taxpayers' money to, for instance, export for gas and oil in countries which actually has no strategic objective to our development as a country. And I think that we need to reassess the kind of activities that the SOEs under our guidance is engaged in to make sure that they are actually achieving our developmental objectives by using taxpayers' money. And I think that is an observation which needs to be put in there. The other one is just around the INEP, the Integrated National Electrification Program. I don't think we're strong enough in terms of this observation. I mean, the reality is that this program it had tremendous success up until 2000. Since then, it has been very, very slow at getting electricity out to rural areas. And it's kind of slowed down completely. And it's not enough to put all the blame on municipalities. I think we need to express some kind of a concern at the slow pace of electrification in the country, particularly the deep rural areas. I think as a committee, it's important for us to put that down as an observation. And then when it comes to recommendations, I can put something in there as well to strengthen that part of it.
To specifically come back to the issues raised by Honorable Khader, that the idea of getting the unit to focus on SOEs. It's not necessarily to go and look at correcting those that were wrong and those that were right, but it's also to create an accountability mechanism even to those that are doing well. Because what we observe is that a lot of money, like somewhere else, like 98% or 80% or 40% of the budget, is allocated for any overseas SOEs. But we observe that it doesn't look like the department has a mechanism to hold them accountable. So that question we need. We focus on creating accountability around all SOEs in respect to what their programs are, that they use to request the budget, and how much they are able to implement those programs in that budget as required by the law. Thank you.
An issue that comes up, and I think Honourable Freyden touched on it. Are we talking about SOEs in general or SOEs under the SERF umbrella? Because that's really our mandate.
Yeah.
We need to do that, otherwise
our
we
mandate.
Go to
and our
mandate.
And our mandate.
In this portfolio. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Are we finished on the
recommendation?
Just
observation.
Oh, we're still on
observation?
No,
we are
on observation. We're going from that. Let me find out what. How did we, or are we still going back to this thing? Remember, we have this unfunded 203 million,
yes.
And then we were talking and we were trying to agree whether we can talk surplus or not. And my point is, we cannot talk surplus. Have we agreed what how we're going to resolve the 203 million, or is it still coming under recommendation?
Yes, it's coming under recommendation.
Okay, if that's the case, then we can clean up. Because we have to, the committee has to come up with a strong recommendation about this funding of this 203 million.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
It's on recommendations on the website, but we did not put this 203 million.
No.
But you can still rephrase that sentence.
But in the observation chapter, the bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4 on the item name, the Department of Energy is still sitting with key unfunded activities such as National Electricity Response Team, FIFA Tournament, and I think you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But all the recommendations on 9, bullet number
4.
It only gives World Cup guarantees, and that doesn't mention all of that. Now, what we say is that it's recommended that activities, unfunded departmental activities, be funded by Treasury because of commitments that have already been made by government. And then we mention all of those areas.
Mm-hmm. We have to do that. Yeah.
We must mention all of those areas,
mm-hmm.
and say to the tune of 200.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just an observation since energy planning, you know, obviously it's a better policy and regulation to manage petroleum. But there's a biofuel section, which I believe there's a specific committee on biofuel sitting on the 17th of November on biofuel. which is the ethanol thing. And I'm not sure how we should integrate and inform that. That we should be more involved in the energy plan in terms of our policies of the government. I feel that we totally excluded from the forum.
This is under the theme under the expenditure. The accommodation, I think, it needs to be qualified. Whether it's office accommodation, because you cannot understand on hotel accommodation.
That's
from the
observation, please, number four.
Okay.
Office accommodation.
Yes, it should be. If it's not, then it wouldn't qualify.
I think what I was saying is office accommodation, not hotel accommodation.
This accommodation thing, is it not the one when they presented that they had this outstanding amount of payment of offices which they were not using, but public works asked the department to pay this money, but they were no longer using this offices which they were said they are owing, but they it's not their baby.
Now, I think there were a lot of discussions, but there are methods of principle here that were in financial management. You won't be checked if you wrote on time terminating the contract. Yes. I think there is somewhere where they might have made a mistake of not terminating the contract on time or explaining that they are not going to use the offices. Now that if the money is charged, then it means it's their problem. If it's not, and they were budgeted for that, they should have applied for, to divert the money somewhere else. It becomes a problem now because then it means the money is going back to treasury if it's not used. That's why they will be to try to find a way of justifying this thing by, whatever way there is something wrong.
What are we saying?
I think from our perspective, the accommodation can only extend if it's office accommodation. And I agree with the they did mention issues about this accommodation to employees, and they did say that these are some of the things they would argue and get refunds back, just like the SARS thing. From our point is that we've got to qualify that statement by saying office accommodation, and then they can sort out whether it was by default or not. As long as it's office accommodation, otherwise we can't be the expenditure.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed.
Yes.
back to page 6 and look at program 2. And the sentence there, the second sentence, program 2 says, the hydrocarbons and energy planning program comprised of three sub-programs, which are energy planning, and then the second one, that's where now I find the video program. Says hydrocarbons and hydrocarbons. And then the third one is energy planning management.
Page
1?
Page 6.
Page 6. And then hydrocarbons and hydrocarbons. I'm sorry to make that correction so that,
yeah, which is once, yeah.
Page 6, program 2.
Any
hydrocarbon
comes twice.
I'm not sure if the point that was raised by Honorable Roth was picked up. It looks like in our committee we are speaking very less of that particular area of energy. We are very less involved there. And maybe we need to make an observation and a recommendation about the particular. I'm not sure why.
I think we need to, on this hydrocarbons and hydrocarbons, we need to return find which one is correct, because it could be that there's a hydrocarbons energy planning division, and then you have a hydrocarbons and energy planning management. Am I splitting hands?
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. I think it is right. It's a duplication. If you look at program 2, it says hydrocarbon and energy planning. So it's energy planning and then the management.
Hydrocarbon and energy planning.
So definitely there are too many hydrocarbons there. Well, then that's good.
We need lots of them anyway.
I think we are agreed on the question, but I want to pick up on what Honorable Snow said and Ross. Petroleum, indeed, it's going to become quite significant for us in this portfolio, especially as Honorable Cranium pointed out, with PetroEssel going on to this forays about all these issues. If they come to fruition, PetroEssel is a big project in Guerra. It's going to be big, so we need to really check ourselves up in terms of looking into this petroleum side of things and seeing whether PetroSA needs to do what it's supposed to be doing, whether we need to spend that money on this kind of thing. But it's definitely something we need to leave the profile of the committee in terms of looking at the petroleum side of things. We have always been sidetracked by the electricity side of things, which is understandable, but I think petroleum side is going to become even more important. So we need to find a way of putting that. Yeah.
Honourable members, we're putting that on the recommendation. That's my question. So a new sentence can be phrased and added to the recommendation. That the committee takes it as one of the priorities.
So that we don't drop, we tend to drop the petroleum thing.
Are we are we finished now?
Finished on
the recommendation?
No, because.
What are you?
I want us to end. This is the opportunity.
There came the whole thing about the education of computers and changing of behavior. I can try to write some reading now. Then the question I had about the deficit chair. You see, on page 7, on page 8, I beg your pardon, page 9. The last sentence says the surplus for the year amounts to 248.6 million. Now, under the recommendations, we're talking about unfunded departmental activities. We're making the point about the budget. How can we recommend more resources when there's the under expenditure by the department? That's the question I have. I'm not saying that those things shouldn't be funded, but shouldn't we first be through environment to the department and proper use of those resources? So if we can find a wording around that.
I think that this unfunded program that you mentioned, this one were already there was a commitment already to fund this, but they were still not unfunded. We are saying this must be funded because there was a commitment. But the surplus that came, you know, we know that this department got a qualified audit. One of the reasons why the department got a qualified audit. I'm sure we can say something about it as well.
But Chair, my point is that shouldn't we be saying that unfunded departmental activities must be funded, but the surplus must be taken into account when those funds are being allocated. Because, you know, otherwise what will happen is we're saying no, they're not funded and disregard the surplus. As long as we find a wording, I'm not calling for no funds to be given to those unfunded things. I'm just calling for us to take cognizance of the surplus.
Chairman, I don't have a problem with what Honourable Minister said, provided we understand that we're talking two different budgets here. That the surplus was on the last year's budget. That ended on the 31st of March. This is where the surplus is. And the current unfunded mandate that we're talking about is for this current year, that will end on the 31st of March next year. So once we can make reference to that surplus, whilst at the same time we are speaking to this, as long as we understand that these are two different budgets.
And just to make a point, I think we need to move away from surplus. There was no surplus. The annual report says there was an underspend. So let's get rid of that. The underspending for the year amounted to
In that way, we've covered that.
Yeah.
Important that we must note that there was a meeting convened by the appropriation, standing committee on appropriation. They called the department and they called us, the committee, we were part of that meeting, where the department presented to them this particular understanding and the reason for the and the committee on appropriation accepted. So I'm not sure if that statement is not going to be a redundant statement that we are making, because action has already been taken by appropriation committee in regards to this matter. Or we can say it just from an angle that shows that the committee on energy does not support that statement.
Sir,
I agree.
We have to state it. I remember this conference meeting, but we have to state it because you're understanding that this is what now. So indeed. Just by making that point, we are actually strengthening the scope of input. So it doesn't happen.
Department must come and present to us
as to how they are going to achieve their electrification target, and how we're going to do this in a sustainable manner, and what the timelines are for that. That's what I'm saying in that third bullet point.
But then how do we put it, because this is an issue relates into municipality's technical capacity, as we mentioned. And I heard you say something about it, but you were saying it by way of making an issue to the meeting.
Mm.
How do we, in the form of what I basically get from you is that you reject the statement that municipalities must become a problem, and that the department must find a way to overcome this and be able to deliver, whether the municipality has technical capacity problems or not. The department must be able to develop a model through which they can deliver with or without those people, particularly to the local.
Yeah, I mean, I take your point. I mean, what I would say is that the department needs to revisit their current model for INEP, recognizing the technical constraints of municipalities, and design a model that can either deal with those technical constraints, or that comes up with a whole new process of rolling out electrification that has a lesser role for municipalities. I mean, basically what we're saying is that we want the department to brainstorm this and to come up with a workable model that can achieve these targets, recognizing the current constraints that we face in with regards to the technical incapacity of some municipalities.
With special emphasis on the rural.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's
the
rural
idea.
Yeah.
You know, my difficulty with the municipal department, you know, the department still has to work through the municipalities, but the municipalities have their own process. Now, even if we say they must deliver now, but still they must go through the municipalities.
Honorable, yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I just want to add to what you have just said. Read one page through because of municipalities. Cape Town. Cape Town Metro did not want to use this model. Therefore, it is very difficult within municipalities. The department can't overrule or jump the municipalities. The municipalities is the one. The other thing that we could say is the small municipalities that cannot afford or be able to roll out new. But to say municipalities, the government, departments should work even if the municipalities do not want to work, it won't work. Because the municipalities are saying that is where they get their revenue from.
Yeah. In terms of the Public Finance Management Act, before you can transfer money to any entity, you first have to convince yourself that that money is going to be in good hands and that it will be used for the purposes that it's intended for, and that it will be used, and there will be accountability for that money correctly. So if the municipal manager and the council are not convinced about that, they will never send that money to that department. Because if the money gets chowed, it's the department that is going to be held responsible for sending money to people who do not have capacity. I think we need to find a way to do that. In instances where there is proof of lack of capacity in some municipalities, particularly in rural areas, Why, because of the problems, the intellectual pool in villages. People leave villages once they get educated, they go to cities. Thus, leaving the villages to elderly people and, yeah, anyway. But then, in such a situation, the department might find a way of saying we are transferring the responsibility. But, I mean, we're transferring the program, but the money and the responsibility lies with us. Bangladesh Department are going to work jointly with the municipality, but with all the responsibilities of financial management and impact of the program still remaining in the department. That could be another way of capacity building, but I don't want to go into finer details of this. I think it's actually possible. So we say that we don't actually condone underperformance under the pretext that there are no capacities to do programs. Because if there's no capacity, part of our role is to ensure that there is capacity, you know. So again, we shoot ourselves in the nose. Excuse me. Is it in the football somewhere? There shouldn't be any self-mutilation here, Chairperson. I want to come to the statement of the financial performance, the last paragraph. 3.8 billion total transfers and subsidies. How does is it still page 9? $3.8 billion total transfers and subsidies. According to me, transfers and subsidies are more in tenor because you are transferring money from you know an SOE that is to you as the department. You know, it's more self-serving in tenor. You're transferring money to our little brothers and sisters here and there, you know, and then they still report to mom and dad. And for me, it's more internal focus. So that the bulk of the budget goes into internal services rather than, you know, more in impacting on, you know, externally, let me say, for better or lack of better ways. I think we need to address ourselves somehow as a committee so that we need to check how much of the budget goes internally and how much of it goes into helping us to meet our strategic objectives, that of bringing light and energy to all. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Just for me to clarify the transfer, because we raised the issue, the transfers are really part of the core business of the department. Those transfers, if you look at them, there's 1.5 billion which went to the pipeline, but the others went to ESCOP for identification. So these are not like sort of internally within itself. These are really projects that, when they say transfer, it means they've given somebody money to do something, but it's not really transfer in the sense of from the trench, from say the from human resources to finance. Yeah, it's really the bulk of the money that the department transfers goes to ESCOM for electrification, and now with the 1.5 billion went to the transfer pipeline. So it's really work for what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That said that, for example, you will then have the engagement will be clear copy so that we ensure that we balance everything. It was just a lot of that. But the other one, for example, because ultimately this particular aspect, we said that it relates to tangible delivery. It was then said that at the heart of it is the transformation of the distribution industry. You remember the EPIC, which, for example, in this report, in the current form, we are not saying about anything about it. Because that's one thing that out of this forum, it was ready to say that systemically, I think we'll then have to seek ways of ensuring that we transform the distribution industry. The distribution industry that inherently has challenges of its own technically. For example, in the report, if you remember last week, for example, the department indicated its program, for example, of sending engineers to those municipalities that are inherently weak. And the feeling was that it's just a reactive initiative from the department of addressing the challenge of inherent weaknesses within municipalities. What I would recommend, for example, what I would suggest on the recommendation, because there's omission on the either fast tracking or either finance, not necessarily, but ensuring that the EDI process of transformation is either fast tracked or going forward. But ultimately, that forum did speak about that. But ultimately, for example, when you speak of business models, Honorable Kraling speaks of the fact that you must transform the business model for the delivery of solar water heaters and the like. When you embark on that exercise, I think we must all agree. When you embark on that exercise, it should be all inclusive. With all the weaknesses that, for example, one is alluded to earlier, saying that you come with a business model to ensure that you have a faster rollout of it. But then, COCTAM, that is the department, COCTAM must then come to the party as a very strategic partner in ensuring that municipalities come on board. Because ultimately, municipalities are implementing agencies. Let me tell you, last month or so, the Portfolio Committee of Energy went to Cape Town, when Kylie, if you remember. When Kylie, and you could see that municipalities are central to the delivery of solar water here. And the department can send grants, but if municipalities do not have that capacity to ensure that they still roll out, this program will not move. Hence, I'm saying that it should be cross-departmental, where the department, yes, the business model must be inclusive of the fact that COCTA is central to the delivery of solar water either, in as much as it's central to the delivery of electrification in terms of the inner program. And more so, it is inclusive human settlement when it comes to the now beginning to ensure that those RTP housing and others become energy efficient, as we say. So that ultimately, when you have a rollout of houses, those houses have solar water installed. And those solar water heaters are installed, you have inherent capacity in municipalities to do that. And basically, if we approach it like that, we would largely win this battle. And you can see with some municipalities the way it has happened. In Makaza, where we were. Ultimately, we must then move towards that direction, but be cognizant of the fact of that was raised by Honorable Chabeli, was saying that there are particular controls. And if, for example, most of the municipalities must find that in their business plans, that they don't get the funding. And what's COCTA when it's like that? I think those are issues that must be, they must find this way to the report as the part of the recommendation, and they must come out, not just say, because for example, some of the recommendations are very broad. They must come out, like, particularly saying that we have this challenge, and this challenge is undermining the whole value chain of trying to ensure that we deliver to our people. Thank you.
Honorable members, that problem, and also by suggesting that we need also to meet with the COVID so that laws of municipalities that are not able, or other municipalities that are out administration but are not able to roll out this program. I would say we need another court, another court to come on recommendation.
It's much more for picking up of this point, because ultimately you must then be able to then indicate the individual areas where there are weaknesses. Because broadly we can agree, that's broad.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that in the case of the programs that are being undermined by these weaknesses. We know that the rollout of solar waters are programs that are being undermined by these weaknesses. For example, when you then phrase it or either consolidate it, it must be inclusive of individual programs that are being undermined as a result of that. Thank you.
In the practical matter, are we expecting that the Committee on Appropriations for the citizens, or are we proposing that we will have now a joint committee of energy and perhaps COPTA to sit together specifically over IMEP and the federal office? Are we making a specific proposal that we coordinate better? I think that.
Now, firstly, the Parliament-level committee must sit and say that from our specific energy, we have this challenge, and as this is the result of technical inabilities at the level of the area of competence, that the level, and, but again, at the level of department, as part of the combinations here, the portfolio committee is telling the department how to go about it now. Because, for example, if there are something that is like this, that thing is not happening. I think it must happen both at the executive level, but even in Parliament. So that, let's just say that out of the meeting, you then write a report. You write a report to the speaker then interacts with those departments, respective departments, or send that address your challenges that are having an impact on delivery.
Any more recommendations, members? So that we look at the report entirely.
Are we quoting something wrong with this?
With your permission, Chair, we will move for the adoption of this amendment.
With your permission, I support that.
think there are some things that we still to get from the secretary that is dealing with the